here's a story from The World.
Okay, let's exhale for a moment and talk jetpacks. Andy Mawson is a paramedic. He works in the Lake District, a rugged part of England where hikers and nature lovers can be climbing in some pretty tough-to-reach spots. If somebody gets hurt, it's going to be Andy to the rescue.
Very often if we're sending the aircraft, the helicopter, and our critical care team to an incident, they might have to land some distance from a patient.
Mawson is the director of operations at Great North Air Ambulance Service. He's got a plane, a helicopter, and soon a jetpack, or jet suit, as they're called in the UK. Yep, straight out of old sci-fi, a fully operational flying suit with multiple jets for a paramedic to wear, cruising them a few feet above the ground like a real-life Iron Man.
Basically, you have a jet turbine engine on your back and jet turbines on your arms, and essentially you just move your arms around to vector that thrust to produce either lift or descent and then flight in any direction that you want.
Just what remote EMS ops require. The suit is made by the English firm Gravity Industries. It's fast. In a test flight, one pilot made it to the top of a steep mountainside in 90 seconds flat.
If someone was to have a cardiac arrest on the top of that mountain, I'm confident that we would have a defibrillator on that patient within 8 minutes.
Wow, like I said, to the rescue. Lawson says for him, the jet suit feels like the latest innovation for his work.
I guess when I set out on the road to be a paramedic, I never dreamed I'd even work on a helicopter. So yeah, it's been an incredible 20 years as a paramedic, and maybe this is, you know, the next step in how we deliver medical care in the mountains. Who knows?
Andy Mawson of the Great North Air Ambulance Service in Northern England, speaking with our colleagues at the CBC program As It Happens.